TikTok, 7 o'clock. Welcome into our Wednesday edition of Sports Talk, because tomorrow's Thursday night football. Been waiting all day for Thursday night as we got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Kansas City Chiefs that you can catch right here on WWL, your home for the NFL, home for the Saints, LSU, the Pelicans. We got it all here. Definitely looking forward to week one. We've been talking about, you know, previewing things so much, and we finally get to the game. And obviously, we've been previewing and speculating and talking everything Saints football forever now, and we'll finally get the real deal on Sunday, and starting 8 a.m. with our pregame coverage, kickoff at noon, and then postgame coverage going all the way till 6 o'clock. Ah, football season is back, and obviously Saturday night twos are back in Death Valley. LSU will be hosting Nichols in their home opener. Hopefully things can turn around for the Tigers after a rough showing in week one against USC. We were talking about the Saints and Panthers, obviously the matchup coming on in the season opener, a home opener also for the black and gold. Dennis Allen, we heard him talk about this Panthers squad, also about his defense, how his philosophy has changed going over the years, and how he would describe his own defense. Well, Dennis Allen was also asked, what's it like waiting to see this overhauled offense for this season that with everybody is just anxious to see what Clint Kubiak's got in store?
I liken it to, you know, we're sitting here on Christmas Eve and we're waiting to see what kind of presents we got under the tree, and we'll find out on Sunday. I think our offensive staff has worked extremely hard. I think they've been very demanding, very detail-oriented in what they've been asking our guys to execute. I think our guys have bought into that. I think our guys have had some really good practices, and in particular over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks. And so I think we're all excited to see what kind of presents are under the tree.
Opening up presents, hopefully, Sunday in the Superdome. Saints hosting those Carolina Panthers. And, yeah, to lose that game, I don't even want to think about, because there's so much negativity around the team as it is, dealing with the head coach, with the quarterback. I feel like things would just implode completely with a loss to the Carolina Panthers in week one. Saints going into the game, our favorites at home, a slim favorite, albeit just a 4-point favorite over the Carolina Panthers for that week one matchup. Hopefully they can take care of business and squash any of those doubters, because I don't know. Everyone talks about the lack of weapons on the offensive side for the Saints team, and I just don't see it. I know they have maybe some questions at depth at wide receiver, but to me, you got a solid 1-2-3 punch with Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and then Cedric Wilson Jr. You got Taysom Hill, obviously, that Swiss Army knife that can be used all over the field. A running back in Alvin Kamara that hopefully can have a resurgence in his game, and a lot's going to depend on, I get it, the big question mark is that offensive line. What are we going to get out of Trevor Penning this year? The rookie Taliese Fuaga moving from, you know, right tackle to left tackle, and then you still have, you know, questions at the guard spot too. I get it there, and obviously that's my biggest concern going into the year is, can you protect a quarterback? Can you establish those lanes for the run game to get going? The Saints recently just put out, I saw on the Twitter sphere, their captains for this season. You had defensive back JT Gray, also obviously special teams ace, long snapper Zach Wood, safety Tyrann Mathieu, linebacker DeMario Davis, defensive end Cam Jordan, and man, oh man, it don't get better than that. That trio of leaders you have for the Saints on that defensive side of the ball. Then on the offense, you look at Taysom Hill, his first time being a captain for this team. He's listed at tight end, but we know what doesn't Taysom do for this squad. Also, center Eric McCoy, definitely no questions about him on that offensive line. And then quarterback Derek Carr, also named one of the team captains. He caught up with the media today. It was his day to speak in the locker room. Chopped up some of that, and here's a short clip on at least of what some of Derek Carr had to say leading into week one against those Carolina Panthers.
How excited are you just to unveil this offense in a game on Sunday and kind of show what you guys have been working on?
Yeah, we're really excited as offense, but it comes at it with a great challenge. You know, this is a defense that, you know, really, you know, well-coached team, skilled players, talent everywhere. And so it's a tough task. But for us as an offense, we've been working really hard. And so, of course, we're excited to go out there and play live games and put the first one out there, hopefully get a win, and then just keep building on that and, you know, hopefully play good football. So there's been a lot of work that went in to make sure that hopefully we start fast. That's key to us, trying to keep the same mindset we had towards the end of the year last year, treating all these games like do or die, from the jump, and not waiting for a back against the wall type moment to have to do that. So that's the mindset. We're excited, but again, we got to go do it, but we get to put the ball down on Sunday and finally get to play, so it'll be good.
I was going to ask, you said one of those keys, starting fast. I mean, how key is that just to get, I guess, everybody to, if you start fast, you kind of have that, I guess, that momentum or just that confidence that, hey, like this thing is actually kind of working. Is that important to get off that fast start?
Absolutely. I think it's important for everybody. We always talk about it. I think it's something that I don't think we necessarily talked about or needed to, we didn't talk about as much last year, that I think that, we were just excited. I think this year we've understood the assignment. We've understood, what it takes to start fast and the mindset and the work that it takes to be able to do that. And so, I think that would build confidence, not only for us, on the offense, but for the team and for the city, for the organization. One thing I do know is we're going to keep working at it, whether it's really good or, somewhere in between. We know that it can work, and we're going to keep grinding at it. But we're excited, to finally just get out there and run our stuff.
Derek, I think D.A. kind of compared the season opener to like Christmas Eve. You're ready to unwrap the gift. What kind of gift do you think you guys are going to be presenting?
I know one thing is we're going to play extremely hard and play extremely fast on offense. Our defense looks fantastic. I told you all what I thought of them last year. Coming here and practicing against them, and I think they're better this year. Now we all have to go prove it, but they look amazing. They look ready to go, and there's just a mindset and a mentality that we're coming with right now that I recognized from late in the year last year. Now, does that guarantee us a win? No, nothing guarantees you a win except putting the work in and doing it on Sunday. But for us, we're excited to go show our brand of football and show what potentially we can be this year.
Derek, how have you seen the chemistry of the offensive line kind of develop over the last few months here?
I think the best thing that has happened for them is they've had a lot of reps together. They all have been at practice. They've all had reps together in preseason and practice. Obviously, thousands of reps in practice, walkthrough reps. They're everywhere, in the building together. They eat together, they walk together, they walk in the meetings together. It's just, I'm just really, really proud of the leadership by Eric and Caesar, and those guys in that room, taking that to heart and really, really taking that challenge. And so you see it pay off, on the practice field. Now games, that's when you go prove it, for me, I'm excited and I'm confident in those guys and what they've done. And so I can't wait to see how they play.
Derek, how comfortable are you? Because, three different systems in three consecutive years.
Yeah.
And even though the terminology might be similar or, aspects might be similar, but how comfortable are you?
I feel more comfortable starting this time than I did any other time because I was able through a lot of experience, how do I get ready faster? How do I feel more comfortable faster? One big part of that was reps with my guys. I had a whole year of that under my belt, and so that helps. When you're throwing similar routes, it's not brand new. It doesn't take way too long to figure some things out. Now, there were some new things that there's some things and some routes that we were asked to throw and things like that that I haven't done before. So I had to get better at it. We had to get better at that. But for the most part, there was a lot of carryover there. And then I told y'all, every practice we had, I would go out before and run the practice myself, with JT and Corey. And, we would run the practice. And so I would double up on the reps because it was really I can sit there and study. I can sit there and watch film all day long until I'm blue in the face. But you got to go do it. You got to put your body through the motions. You got to do the footwork. You got to see the routes. You got to see the reads. And that's something that we did. Now I'm going to get, obviously, all these game reps coming up, the season starting and all that, and we're just going to keep getting better at it. But I feel like I'm really comfortable with where we're at going into the season. And I shouldn't say comfortable. I should say confident. I'm confident with where we're at. But now we just got to go do it.
Comfortable and confident quarterback Derek Carr. Definitely someone that, man, you talk to Saints fans, and it just seems to be someone that just drives them up a wall, and I don't get it. You look at his numbers, completed 68.4% of his passes last year, 3,878 yards passing, had 25 touchdowns versus 8 interceptions, finished with a quarterback rating 97.7 in the NFL. Like I said, overall, was it a spectacular season? No, but, to think that, this team can't grow and mature even more with a new offense and Clint Kubiak, to me, a new offensive scheme in place. We've heard them, you know, talk about how much simpler the verbiage is for them to use, a lot more at ease going into year two for even Derek Carr being in New Orleans. My outlook is at least positive. I don't want to start the season, you know, thinking the worst right off the bat when this team gave you every reason to believe and hope the way they ended the year. And going into this season, sure, I've mentioned it before, the question marks for me on that offense are really just the offensive line. Can they protect Derek Carr? I don't think that any quarterback you want to put in, Jay Kaner, Spencer Rattler, whoever's in there, could be running for their lives, and not really any of them is a, you know, tuck and run kind of guy. Sure, Kaner and Rattler may have more mobility than Carr, but, you know, Carr's not a statue back out there either. His biggest knock for me, and I know fans will get on his case too, tends to hold on to the ball a little bit. Got to work on that. Hopefully, though, in this Kubiak system, it'll be about making the read, getting rid of the ball quickly, and hopefully getting it to guys in space where they can make a play.